আসসালামু আলাইকুম রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়া কাফা ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমান কাসীরান কাসীরা। আম্মা বা'দু, ফাকাদ ক্বালা আল্লাহু তাবারাকা ওয়া তাআলা, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وإن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقد قال الله تعالى ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم. সাদাকাল্লাহুল আযীম। উলামায়ে কিরাম, রেসপেক্টেড ব্রাদার্স, লাস্ট উইক উই আর ডিসকাসিং দিস টু ভার্সেস অফ দ্য কোরআন শরীফ, লাইন শাকারতুম লাযীদান্নাকুম ওয়া লাইন কাফারতুম ইন্না আযাবি লাশাদীদ। আই মেনশন দ্যাট এ ভেরি গ্রেট পার্সোনালিটি অফ রিসেন্ট টাইমস, Hazrat Maulana Dr. Abdul Hai Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, he had given a simple prescription for our times, stating that knowing fully well that we will not be able to make the mujahada of the people of the past, so at least these simple things we can do daily in our lives and gain the closeness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and become worthy of receiving his gifts and ni'mats, and also it can become a means of the protection of those ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless us with. So he gave a small prescription which I am trying to explain to you in a little detail. That the first part of it was that we should make shukr over every ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To some extent we discussed this, that everything that we look around us, we will find so many things we cannot do without. So many ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which He has blessed us with, we cannot do without. Those ni'mats which are not really our need, those Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not made it easy for everybody to acquire. It is not the need of everybody to own gold and silver. It is not the need of every person to own diamonds and pearls. Therefore, we will find that diamonds and pearls are expensive. Every person cannot acquire it, because it is not the need of every person to own large amount of diamonds and pearls and gold and silver. But those things which are the need of the person, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy to acquire. The most important need of the person is air. Allah Ta'ala made it plentiful, abundant, easy for the poor and the needy to acquire it, and no charge and no payment at all. Nobody has paid for the fresh air that he breathes, and yet we cannot do without it. The person's life is dependent on that. So we don't consider this as a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that we can breathe in easily and breathe out. Those people who are choked, ask them what is the ni'mat of being able to breathe in easily and out. Or those who are asthmatic, they will tell us what this ni'mat is all about. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made this easy for us. So the breathing in and breathing out, it is such a great ni'mat. But now we won't make shukr over it. So the purpose of that little prescription was this, that look around and you will find so many ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which we may consider as insignificant, but they are great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And when we will get into the habit of making shukr over every little ni'mat, then it will lead us to making tawbah over the sins that we are indulging in. When the person will find everything is, or whatever is happening, in accordance with his will, when he finds things happening according to what he wills and desires, and he keeps making shukr over it, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon the shukr of the ni'mas that he makes, Allah Ta'ala says, I will definitely give that person an increase. Now these ni'mats are both zahiri ni'mats and batini ni'mats. Last week we discussed mostly the zahiri ni'mats. Those things which we had to consider to some extent as ni'mats, food, drink, clothes, shelter, to be able to get transport to work, to arrive on time. Now all these are ni'mats which we can see. But there are batini ni'mats all which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, which we don't consider as ni'mats and we don't make shukr over. And the greatest of these ni'mats is Islam itself. The greatest ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with is Islam itself, over which we don't make shukr enough. How many of us really in our du'as we make shukr over this ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Islam, without it, there is no such thing as entry into Jannat. There is no such thing as closeness of Allah Ta'ala, no pleasure of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without Islam, the person is living the life of an animal on this earth. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adhal. They are like animals, nay worse than that. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with Islam. Now this Islam is such a great ni'mat that we hardly even think that it is a ni'mat and make shukr over it. So look at Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beautiful teaching. I mentioned this many places, that look at Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's beautiful and simple and practical teaching. That this great ni'mat of Islam, like that we will forget to make shukr over it. But we won't forget to eat. We don't forget to have our breakfast, lunch and supper. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us the dua after meals. After we have completed our meals, then we make a dua. And in that dua, we make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi allazi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. We are showing gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are making shukr of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us food to eat. Allah ta'ala gave us water to drink. And besides, not only just simple food, so many of us have different varieties of food and varieties of drinks. So we are making shukr of that ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. He gave us food to eat and He gave us water to drink, juice to drink. But immediately after that, what is the connection? وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And He made us of the Muslimin. He made us Muslims. That we will forget to make shukr of this great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So at least after we are eating, when we are reading this dua, then we will remember to make that shukr, because it's included in that dua. So the person must start thinking now that here, just as he made shukr over the ni'mat of food and he made shukr over the ni'mat of drink, now he is also making shukr of this great ni'mat of Islam. He is making shukr of this great ni'mat of Iman, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. So when he is going to make shukr like this in abundance, but consciously, he must not be negligent. He must ponder, he must reflect, he must think. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him an increase in his Iman. That Iman too will increase because he's making plenty of shukr over it. And then it will worry him that that ni'mat of Islam and Iman over which I am making shukr, then what does it really mean? If I am saying that I believe in Allah, then it means that I will obey Allah. When I say I am believing in Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it means I will obey Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So this shukr over this ni'mat will then lead him to also obeying Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is one of the batini ni'mats, which is Iman, over which the person forgets to make shukr. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us a heart in which there is sabr, there is zuhud, there is taqwa, there is qanaat, there is tawakkul. Now all these are batini ni'mats, faith in Allah, trust in Allah, contentment of the heart. All these are ni'mats which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in the heart. So he must make plenty of shukr over that. So whichever ni'mat he is going to increase his shukr of, Allah Ta'ala says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. And that is a promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, In yasha, if Allah Ta'ala wills, Yaghfiru liman yasha. Allah will forgive the one he pleases to forgive, whomever he desires. Yarzuqu man yasha. Allah Ta'ala will give rizq to whomsoever He pleases. How much He pleases, Allah Ta'ala will give. But in this particular instance, Allah Ta'ala does not even make an exception that whom He pleases. He says, in shakartum, if you are going to make shukar, immediate reward is Allah Ta'ala will give an increase. And I've explained the increase does not mean the 100 becomes 200 overnight. The increase means Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give plenty of barakat. That person in his short life, even if he has a short span of life, he will be able to do much more than a person with a lengthy period of time in the on the surface of this earth. In his short time that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, he will be able to do more for the service of deen than people blessed with long lives. Barakat Allah Ta'ala will give in the person's time. Barakat Allah Ta'ala will give in the person's life. Barakat Allah Ta'ala will give in the person's sustenance. That amount of food, which would normally just suffice for two or three people, but when Allah Ta'ala will give barakat, then that same food will suffice for a large number of people in the same home. The person could be a poor person and just earning a limited amount of salary and just buying half a loaf of bread. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because of this increased shukr of His, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that that little food will suffice for the whole family. And it has happened and it is happening. But the problem is that the poor person hasn't got shukr in his heart and the rich person hasn't got shukr too. The poor person is always complaining about his poverty. And the rich person, he is still complaining in spite of his richness that it is not sufficient, not enough. Having everything, still the person says it's not enough. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many hadiths of his. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that shukr is nisf of iman. That hadith you have heard many times, as-sabru nisful iman, that sabr is half of iman. But Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that shukr is nisf of iman. So if you have to put shukr as nisf and half of iman and sabr as half of iman, it means the entire life of the person revolves around two things, either sabr or shukr. Either things are happening according to the person's will and desire, so he must make shukr. All the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with, he must make shukr. And if he is not finding things going his way, although he is making the correct effort, then he must consider that as the test from Allah Ta'ala and make sabr. Again, it brings me back to that same couplet, which you may have heard more than a dozen times from me in this masjid now. But there's a very, very deep lesson in it. Very deep lesson in it. That either we will get conditions that are suitable, conditions that are according to our own will and desire, conditions of richness, conditions of good health, conditions of wealth, conditions of comfort. Either we'll have those kind of situations, or there will be poverty, there will be sickness, there will be illness, there will be some kind of disaster. So for the person who is a believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is not at a loss under both conditions, as long as he has got iman, yaqeen, and he is trying to please Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon in his heart under all conditions.
Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko ashal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Bekaifi mein bhi to humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Bekaifi mein bhi to humne ek kaif musalsal dekha hai. Jis haal mein bhi wo rakhte hain, us haal ko akmal dekha hai. Jis raah ko hum tajweez kare, us raah ko asqal dekha hai. Jis haal ko hum tajweez kare, us haal ko asqal dekha hai. Jis raah se wo le jaate hain, us raah ko ashal dekha hai.
He says, whatever the kafiyat, there is no problem as far as I am concerned. But without going into the details, then he says that that route which I choose for myself, that I must be taken through a certain route, I found that to be the most difficult one. And the road and the route which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses for me, I found that to be the best one. Now Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us, and He will give us according to His will and desire. And if we have that yaqeen in our hearts, then there is no question of depression and there is no question of worry. So this ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala was discussing that one of the greatest ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala is Islam and Iman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that half of Iman is shukr, and in another hadith he says half of Iman is sabr. So that in that prescription, the first thing that he mentions is shukr. And therefore I'm emphasizing on this point because we are bandas of ihsan. We just cannot take or bear those hardships and difficulties which the people of the past who had solid iman and yaqeen were able to bear. In our times, which person will be able to bear the kind of lashing and beating that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was given? Hot day on the open sand and the burning sun of Makkah Mukarramah, and hot stones are placed on his bare chest. And not only that, he's being beaten on top of that. And so many other sahabas. Read Hikayat to Sahaba and you will understand. But yet they said Ahad. They said Allah is one and we believe in Him. And whatever conditions we are going through, it is coming from there. And we know that it is a test of our iman. But in their hearts, Allah Ta'ala gave them a kind of a sukoon. So we will not be able to bear all that. Therefore, don't ask Allah Ta'ala for difficulties and trials and hardships and problems. That I am very strong, my iman is very solid. Therefore, whatever condition, O Allah, send it upon me and I will bear it. No. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, always ask for afiyat. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what that dua just suddenly came to mind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that dua, what does he teach us? Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Wa tahawwuli afiyatik wa fujaati niqmatik wa jami'i sakhatik. Because we have been blessed with so much of ni'mats, don't ever believe and think that this will remain with us all the time. No matter how much of disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala we show, but it will remain in our hands, or it will remain in the hands of our children and progeny. We have seen in our lifetime how many people they went up and up and up, and suddenly the bubble burst. And those names are not heard of anymore. For 700 or 800 years, Muslims ruled over Spain. After that, what happened? A tujhko bataun main taqdeer-e-umam kya hai? Shamshir o sana awwal, taus o rubab akhir. So this is the taqdeer of the ummats. That in the beginning when there is jihad against the nafs, against shaitan, and against the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the ummah progresses. But when music, haram pleasures, fun and entertainment of the haram kind comes into the lives, then you must know the decline has set in. Now in our times, if you have to see, what is the major concern of every person today? I must have entertainment, pleasure, fun. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not deprive us of that. He wants us to also have fun and entertainment and pleasure. But there is a difference between the type of pleasure, fun and entertainment that Allah Ta'ala wants us to have and the one that the enemies of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want us to have. But that's another subject. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I'm asking you, O Allah, that protect me from zawal of ni'mat, from the snatching away, from the going away, from the taking away of my ni'mats. Whatever ni'mats you have blessed me with, O Allah, keep it in my hand. Let it remain in my family. For the progeny, give me the tawfiq to spend out of it in good causes, for madrasas, masjids, widows, orphans, and destitutes. But O Allah, do not snatch it away from me. Do not take it away from me. And then immediately after that, was tahawwul afiyah. Tahawwul of afiyat. One is a person's car got stolen, it got stolen. One ni'mat went away. Or the person was held up and they took the money and they went away. So one ni'mat went away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us a dua that ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect from the loss of ni'mat, from the loss of any ni'mat. But the tahawwul of afiyat means that the person did not only take away the money, but he beat the person up too. That means his afiyat which he had in his body, that his bones were all in their places. But now because of that beating and lashing and hiding, now that person is in hospital. So they did not only take away the ni'mat, but they took away that afiyat and it changed now to one bala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his love for the ummat. اسے آسک اللہ تبارک و تعالی, اللہم انی اعوذ بک من زوال نعمتک و تحول عافیتک و فجاءت نقمتک and the sudden coming of your عذاب. Suddenly if the عذاب comes, then it is very difficult. The person who was living a very comfortable life, and then it suddenly if the عذاب comes upon him, then he is thrown into complete bewilderment. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that protect us. Don't send any kind of azab on us suddenly, or any kind of bala or musibat on us. That the person is fit and healthy and suddenly he is paralyzed. The person is fit and healthy, he is driving and suddenly he meets up with an accident and finished. So this sudden things that happen, sudden, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for protection. And none of us knows what's going to happen the next second. Just one match is sufficient to light up a whole forest. Just one matchstick. Just one stupid person must make one silly statement somewhere. And there can be political turmoil in the country. And there can be riots. And there can be loss of thousands of lives. And there can be destruction of large number of properties. And there can be so much of other disaster. And we have witnessed it, we have seen it. In our country, we have seen it and we have heard of it. In India, in Pakistan, and in other parts of the world, even in America and those so-called modern cities and countries. That just one statement or just one incident, and then there's complete destruction of life and property. Within seconds it happens. It happened across our border in Maseru. We know within seconds what happened there. So we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from such kind of disasters. Sudden disasters. Sudden loss of property or ni'mat. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Wa jami'a sakhati." O Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all kinds of displeasure of yours. Whatever that displeasure may be over, O Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Because if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes displeased, then the person can have everything in his hands and yet his life will become miserable, miserable. Daily we are dealing with cases and we are dealing with incidents. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who will put happiness into the heart, or he will put misery into the heart. It's not the material things that will bring this happiness into the heart. So we are asking Allah ta'ala that he must not become angry and annoyed. And Allah ta'ala has given us the whole Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us all the hadiths to show us over what he becomes displeased. Allah does not want to punish. He just does not like punishment. Therefore, so many places Allah ta'ala says, ask, seek from me. And he keeps saying, make dua with what words? Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana. Why Rabbana? He is the Rabb. He made tarbiyat. He caused us to be born and to grow. And all these ni'mats that he blessed. Now Allah does not want us to lose out on all that. So he has given us what are those things that will displease him. After which then he still gives a long rope that perhaps this person will make tawbah by the evening, by next day. And when he doesn't make, then finally the azab comes. So this sakhat and anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worse than the azab of Jahannam. The person who is an arif of Allah, who has got some connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he does not want to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala annoyed and displeased, because it is worse than the azab of Jahannam. The pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is greater than the ni'mats of Jannat. Allah ta'ala therefore says, Allahumma inni as, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah. O Allah, bless me with your rida, with your pleasure, with your happiness. Become happy and pleased with me. And then he says after that, O Allah, also bless me with Jannat, with the ni'mats of paradise. But first is the rida of Allah. And then he says, O Allah, protect me from your sakhat and your ghazab, from your anger, from your displeasure. And then he says, wa azab al-nar, and from the azab of Jahannam. Showing very clearly that the azab of Jahannam, more severe than that is the displeasure of Allah. And the ni'mats of Jannat, more rewarding than that is the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this shukr, when we are going to make over the small little ni'mats, then it will be easy for us to make shukr over the greater ni'mats. I had asked one of my friends to remind me one thing which I mentioned this morning, but Allah Ta'ala just put it into my mind. Those things which we require in abundance, those things which we require in abundance, if we are going to make shukr of the little over the little, then Allah Ta'ala will not deprive us of the abundance. It's a great usul and principle, and it is in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah, and try it out and see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala deals with us. For example, I said, we saw some cents lying around. People had thrown the cents. These days nobody values even 5 cents or 10 cents. If it is thrown, the person will just pass by. So I'm not talking about those people who have got no Iman and Islam and Yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. We all want barakat in our rizq, in our sustenance, we want abundance. Now when we are going to show complete disregard for that little ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, when we are also going to throw away those cents, or when we are going to trample over them, when we are going to ignore this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which is that 1 cent piece, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in later life will take away our abundance too. Lots of people, when they made nashukri of the ni'mat, the little ni'mats, then the greater ni'mats also went away in their lives. Food, because you cannot complete your rand without that 1 cent. Your 100 rand cannot become complete without that 1 cent. Your 1,000 rand cannot become complete without that 1 cent. It is a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If it cannot purchase much in the bazaars or marketplaces or hardly anything, or it's insignificant in the eye of the people of the bazaars, still collect it. Even if it means after it has come to 1 rand or 2 rands, then you give it to somebody. But do not show indifference and say, what is 1 cent, throw it away. The same with food. Look at the wastage of food at our walimas and our weddings. It is just our hirs and our greed that we will start dishing out so much that which our whole progeny can eat. We know that our stomach cannot accommodate that. But our hirs and our greed will lead us to dishing out more than what we can eat or digest. And after that, the balance of that will end up in the waste paper or in the bins or in the gutters, or it will be washed away down the drain. When we are going to show disrespect for this great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is a grain of rice, then we must be prepared to lose out on the great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in later life. Or in the life of our children, those ni'mats which came in abundance, you will find it gone. And I'm not telling you stories. We all know. The Mughal kings, I keep mentioning, that if you have to go to Delhi even today and go and find out the lineage, and somehow you will find that even the great-grand-great-great-great-grandchildren of those Mughal emperors are begging in the streets of Delhi. So shukr over the ni'mats is a great ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. So this is the first part of the prescription which we have not been able to go further than. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of making plenty of shukr over all the ni'mats. And when shukr we will make in abundance, then it will make us repent of our sins, and it will make us make tawbah and istighfar. And then tawbah and istighfar will then make us the mehboob of Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal wa akhir da'wah.